Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she really understands the bigger picture with the timeline of the world and the way that it's going to shift and war against you so that she can understand Bible prophecy. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, that he's the one that's going to be protecting you and guiding you through the difficult times ahead, okay? You can't figure it out yourself. You just don't know what's going to happen. but you'll find that as you let him guide you, that he'll prepare you and protect you and give you everything that you need, okay? But then once you do walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, you need to brace yourself for persecution, okay? And that you can understand persecution better if you understand Bible prophecy because it plays out on a smaller scale in your day-to-day life, okay? We talked in the previous podcast about just the Nebuchadnezzar statue being a man, okay, and then how at the very end when this man is fully revealed, okay, spiritually, okay, I'm speaking of the statue, how it's, and then it's a beast also shown in Daniel chapter 7, okay, that these earthly kingdoms are man's kingdoms, okay, and that the very end is going to be revealed what they really are, which is in rebellion to God, okay, and the Antichrist, and then Christ is going to come back and destroy them, which is the rock that destroys the statue and then fills a whole world with a mountain. It's just, I want to make this really clear because the thing is that with the way that the world is right now and the falling away and with all the false doctrine and just everything, this whole concept of man being evil and needing to be judged by God is just lost, in all honesty. It's a huge part that's missing from the concept of Christ. Everybody understands his love, his mercy, but they don't understand, okay, judgment and eternal damnation. And it's a huge part of the Bible, a huge part, okay? And if you don't understand that, and if your mind is just sort of infiltrated with a lot of these deceptions, okay, from the falling away, you're going to get confused when it comes to Bible prophecy, okay? Because you're not going to understand that. And that's a really big part of it. Because what happens is with the statue is originally it reverences God. You see Nebuchadnezzar, he's this head of gold, okay? And he acknowledges, yes, there is a God. And God has appointed me. He even gets humbled, okay? Then it moves to silver and then to brass and then to iron. And as it transitions, it moves far. Because everybody sort of knew, okay? Even pagans, to a certain extent, they knew that authority and kings and dynasties, emperors, whatever they were, rulers, okay, were appointed by God. Even if they were lost and didn't know the one true God, they still had an understanding that there was a God in heaven that appoints rulers here on earth, okay? And this truth gets moved away from, okay, which is true. That's what the Bible says, okay? We've already gone over those scriptures in Peter and then also too in Romans, okay? But as time passes, they move away from that, okay? Just mankind as a whole, thinking and believing that they are their own rulers, okay? You see this with democracy. They move away from that, okay? And they say, no, they rebel against the king. And they say, no, we can decide who our own kings and, you know, rulers are. There are things like presidents. There's different names for them. But they're declaring their own rulers. And then you'll see this with communism when I start to go into the doctrine behind it. Communism is the fullness of that. It says, you know, basically we're going to fix our own problems, okay? And the problems that they're trying to fix are from God. He's the one. He's calling them to repent. He's making problems here and curses on earth because the whole point is that they're supposed to move towards the Lord in a place of repentance, okay? And they don't. They say, we are our own God, okay? And that's really the spirit behind it. We don't need any authority ordained by God. We don't need any rulership, any headship. Man can figure out their own problems. Man can rule themselves. Man is God, okay? And that's eventually the spirit that comes up with the Antichrist, okay? When he says, I am God and I sit in the throne of God. Same thing in Isaiah 14, okay? And so that's as a statue. So you just want to understand that on a bigger picture, because if you think that man has some sort of good in him and some sort of peace with God outside of Christ, okay? Meaning that being born again and saved through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe in any way, shape, or form that God is pleased with man, okay, and okay with man outside of that covenant, the New Testament, okay, and outside of Christ Jesus, you're going to think that that's possibly possible and that God will be okay with that statue. And it's the exact opposite. Everything outside of Christ Jesus is appointed to absolute wrath and damnation. Okay, it's black and white. There is no middle ground. Okay, and you need to understand that, which is why when he comes back, okay, there's so much wrath in the book of Revelation, okay, and then also to the other books of prophecy, and which is why this statue is utterly destroyed, okay, by God, okay, because you need to just understand that that man is evil and he exalts himself and says that he's his own God, okay, that he can take care of himself as this statue progresses towards the end, okay. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just comes from a really humble place knowing that she needs to read her Bible from cover to cover, her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, she needs to read it again, and she needs to be asked continue. She needs to ask continually to be filled with the Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers, you Father, in Jesus' name, amen.